And joining us with some analysis about Congressman Frank's announcement today, WBUR's political analyst, Republican Todd Domke, and Democrat Dan Payne. Now, Dan, we should say you worked as press secretary to Barney Frank's predecessor in Congress, Father Robert Drynan, and then you were a consultant on some of Frank's early campaigns. You have been in contact with him. What do you think were the overriding reasons behind Congressman Frank's announcement today, and is this surprising at all to you?
Well, I think he was enormously frustrated about being a member of the minority party after he'd been chairman, and frustrated over the condition of American politics, how harshly partisan it had become, and how difficult it was to work with the other side on issues. He had to work very hard to get the Financial Reform Act passed when he was in the majority, when he was chairman of that committee. He lost that chairmanship when the House went Republican, and he was looking at being a junior member again in a situation that he didn't feel like he could really affect the kind of change he wanted.
I agree with Dan that he didn't want to go through another grueling campaign only to end up powerless
again. And the last one was very grueling.
It was tough, and he seemed miserable going through it last time. A lot of times he'd lash out at the media or even voters.
He did win by 9 points.
No, I mean, that's true.
It wasn't that close.
That's true, but his saying that it's because of the ugliness of politics these days or whatever, he was very much a part of the partisanship.
There was a poll of members taken not long ago, and they asked to name the most partisan and the most bipartisan member of Congress. Barney finished in the top three on both lists. So when he cared about something, he was as tough a partisan as he could. When he saw that there was an opportunity to reach a compromise, he was respected by his colleagues for being able to do that as well.
And it's not 100% clear what he is going to be doing from here. He did say today he's probably going to teach and lecture and write a little bit. And he was asked, might he be a lobbyist? Let's listen.
One of the advantages to me of not running for office is I don't even have to pretend to try to be nice to people I don't like. Now, some of you may not think I've been good at it, but I've been trying.
And Dan, I mean, is that really sort of what we're talking about here? I mean, he was very blunt. He spoke his mind, and not everyone liked it. So he could be considered partisan and bipartisan at the same time. And is that voice really what Massachusetts is losing?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Barney was an enormously humorous person. He could turn any situation into a quip or a joke. He was very good at disarming opponents with his humor. I think during the battle to get the financial reform law passed, some of that humor slipped away.
Most of his humor was, in fact, ridicule of the opposition. That's fine, but that's pretty much part of what has made politics so ugly in this country. We don't have the wit as of yesteryear when it was more self-deprecating humor. I mean, he's been in office over 30 years. I think the old adage about, you know, power being corrupting, that there is something to that.
Barney would be very happy to hear, Todd, that you think he was a powerful figure for 30-some years. He had, you know, moments when he had real leverage and he was able to use it. But there were plenty of times when he was in the minority party that all he had was his wit.
I don't think I said that he was a powerful figure for all 30 years. I said he was in power for 31 years.
No,
it isn't. No, but I mean, at times he did have great influence. And obviously when he was committee chairman, he had great power.
And where do we go from here in terms of what happens in that district and folks who may be coming forward to want his seat?
I'm sure for people who have been thinking about running when Barney retires, they may have plans. They may be up and going in the next day or so. There isn't any obvious person at this point.
For Republicans, it's an inviting district now because you always have more of an opportunity if it's an open seat following redistricting.
And Barney is not the sort of guy to stay out of primaries. If he thinks that his seat would be better served or best served by candidate A or B or C, he will make his views known before the primary. So he's still a factor in that district.
It's easy to imagine that Barney would be endorsing in that case, don't you think, Dan?
Yes, I do.
All right. Well, as always, it will be interesting. WBUR political analyst Todd Domke and Democrat Dan Payne, thanks to both of you for being with us.
Nice to be with you.
You're welcome.